Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Tal Rai. Let me read out an old legend to you and talk to you about it. An ancient legend has it that there was a time when ordinary people had access to all the knowledge of the gods. Yet time and again they ignored this wisdom. One day the gods grew tired of so freely giving a gift the people didn't use. So they decided to hide this precious wisdom where only the most committed of seekers would discover it. They believed that if people had to work to find this wisdom, they would use it more carefully. One of the gods suggested that they bury it deep in the earth. The others refused and said too many people could easily dig down and find it. So let's put it in the deepest ocean, was the suggestion from another. But the idea was also rejected. They knew people would find it too easily. So one of the gods suggested hiding it in the highest mountain tops. But it was quickly agreed that people would climb mountains. Finally, one of the wisest gods suggested, let's hide it deep inside the people themselves. They will never think to look in there. And so it came to be, and so it continues today. Wow. What a scenario. What a situation. What a legend. What a thought-provoking situation. Oh yeah. Have you ever thought to yourself about deep things concerning your life? About the deep treasures which you are meant to tap into and release? Or you have spent so much time concentrating on burdens and the toilsome nature that which life seems to ever be. It more often would seem to be a toilsome purpose than a joyous one. Have you ever taken time to think about it? Have you ever looked at yourself and been able to honestly answer the question after lots of introspection and contemplation and answer the question which says, how much of what bears you down and concerns you is so much not your own to carry? How much of what bears you down so much is so much not your own to carry? What a question. What a provocation. Enjoy this piece of music as you think about this question and listen to the next thing that I'm going to talk to you about, and be motivated and enjoy. Thank you.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is. And baby, all I need for you to know,
I'm
is
like a bird, I only fly away.
I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is.
And I need for you.
brings me to tears. Even after all these years, years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is
Welcome back. This is what I've looked at and I've thought about and I've learned about and I have borrowed from others, and it remains a motivation for my life and encouragement, and it sharpens my perception and perspectives to life. The sad fact is that many people often get to the end of their life here on earth without ever going beyond the shores of their hearts to discover the enormous treasures that they came into the world with. They never really invest the time and the effort to look deep within and face off with the challenge to know themselves. Indeed, an anonymous sage quipped, "Every one of us has in him a continent of undiscovered character. Blessed is he who acts the Columbus to his own soul." The fact remains that we all have vast quantities of dormant capabilities that lie within us, but we are often afraid to go on voyages like the Spanish explorer Christopher Columbus. If we dare take these trips, we might be amazed at the treasure troves that repose deep within. Come to think of it, the day that you came to this world, you issued a cry when you were born, and I believe it was a cry which came as an announcement that, "Hey, I'm here, I have come, and so much that I'm carrying, I wanted to jump out and impact the world. I want to make it. I want to take out that which is within and squeeze it out and release it to the world." And that is what your cry and your scream was about. And the world clapped their hands. But is the world going to watch and think and mourn rather than clap hands on the day of your departure, because you'd have gone back still caring what you should have released. The late Dr. Miles Monroe, a religious educationist, motivation speaker, life coach, and advisor to the leadership, political leadership of Bahamas, once said that the richest place on earth is not the gold minefield or the diamond open cast mines that the world has, but it is the local cemetery, because buried within that cemetery are songs which are unsung. Buried within that cemetery are laws which were never promulgated, are inventions which never were released, are joys which never were expressed, are discoveries which remain hidden, are books yet unread and unwritten, and such the like. What a sad and miserable realization it was that he made. When the lights are turned off and the galleries are empty, everybody's gone and you are left on your own, who are you? Have you ever gotten alone with yourself and found your station and spent some time just exploring, prodding, and seeking to get in touch with those parts of you that lie beyond the mundane grind of regular life? Do you consistently apportion time for such exploratory ventures? Remember, there is only one journey, and that journey is going inside of yourself. A Swiss psychologist, Carl Jung, said, "He who looks outside only dreams, but he who looks inside awakens." Indeed, there are lots of things afoot on the outer dimensions of life, and often the pace gets too frenetic for one to find themselves and their place in the greater scheme of things. That's not to mention the countless efforts by not only those around us, but sometimes our surroundings, our culture, our family, our friends, or even religious institutions also join in the fray to mold or shape us into what they deem is our ideal in life. Looking inside has some amazing ability to help us connect with our deepest longings and acquaint us with the realms of possibility that the external often seeks to negate. Spending time, often peering within, is very vital to arousing us to perform splendidly without. A fire lights up in our bellies when we take the time to really look inside in a non-judgmental way, only seeking to acquaint ourselves with the vast potential that lies within. For quiet to form, even the success door swings inside out rather than outside in. Take a moment, take time to listen. Listen within. Listen within. For the more you listen to the voice within, the better you will hear what is sounding outside. These were the words of Dag Hammarskjöld. For this is the journey that men make to find themselves. If they fail in this, it doesn't matter much what else they find. That journey is to listen. That journey is to search within. So, do the world a favor, and above all, do yourself a favor. Take that journey, the journey within, and let it light you up and cause you to impact the world around you appropriately, and see to the fulfillment of that which you carry within. For great is your cause and your purpose for being here. That cry, that scream of that day of your birth, may it now finally release that which you were crying to impact the world with, and let it be seen and revealed to the world. For great is what you carry within. Be motivated. Be motivated. My dear, I want you to always remember that it is well. We meet again on the next edition of Miraya Morning Motivation. Have a great day.
We had the right love at the wrong time. Guess I always knew inside I wouldn't have you for a long time. Those dreams of yours are shining on distant shores, and if they're calling you away, I have no right to make you stay. But somewhere down the road, our roads are gonna cross again. But somewhere down the road, I know that heart of yours will come to see that you think I can. You have to go out on your own so you can find your way back home. And somewhere down the road, our roads are gonna cross again. It doesn't really matter where, but somewhere down the road, I know that heart of yours will that you belong with me. Letting go is just another way to say I'll always love you so. We had the right love at the wrong time.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.